enter that arrangement is what we popularly refer to as the campfire arrangement or the communal area management program for indigenous resources. And this is how it works. So in communal areas, how this would work is a community in Zimbabwe, where we are looking at wards. A ward would define or would put aside a piece of land for wildlife conservation. And that piece of land would then be leased out to private operators who are into safari hunting. And from that arrangement, they would share the proceeds of the hunting safari. Just a quick example is where we have elephants, like in Pire, an elephant is going for 12,000 US. And agreeing with the private operator, they share 50% each. So 50% goes to the safari operator, 50% goes to the local community, including the local authority. The local authority and the local community would share that 50%, which would mean 3,000 goes to the community where the hunt would have taken place, and 3,000 goes to the local authority. Then the local community has authority over the use of that money in whatever they want and in whatever form. So that was the original arrangement that we had, which was coming or culminating from the amendment that was put in place in 1982.